Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Spark London.
We tell true stories.
We tell them live.
And we tell them all across London.
This story was told by Cressida Ellis.
In September 2011.
Where the theme was land or sea.
At 6 months old, a bird in my garden pooed in my eye. My mother was talking to the neighbour over the fence and I was gurgling away happily in my pram, minding my own business. My mother took a glance at me, and to her horror, where my right eye was meant to be, was a large, glistening lump of bird poo. When I was 9, I was given the book Jonathan Livingston Seagull, and it was my favourite book as a child. I used to read it over and over again and imagine I was the seagull swooping over land and sea. Fast forward to 2009. I was walking along and I saw a baby seagull hopping around anxiously, and I thought it looked like it had fallen out of its nest and there was a cat prowling nearby. So I scooped it up in my fleece and took it to the local vets, who promptly told me to take it right back to where I'd found it, so my rescue mission was aborted. Then, a year and a half later, I was having one of those days where everything was going wrong. I'd had a row with my best friend. I was feeling really anxious, full of fear about everything. And I decided I'd go and rent out a DVD, a French film I wanted to see to cheer myself up. So I popped into my local shop. Then I went to the local park to catch the last of the sun's rays and then off to get my film. Anyway, I got home, really looking forward to a lazy evening, and then couldn't find my keys. Oh, God, I couldn't find my keys. I emptied out my bag twice, you know, got the neighbour. I realised I'd lost my keys, so I got the neighbour to come round and try and break into my flat, but the credit card trick only works in movies. And then with a sinking feeling, I remembered I'd also given my spare set to my mum, who was away. Oh, God, anyway. So I retraced my steps. I went back to the shop. They weren't there. Then I went back into the park, had a look around, couldn't find them. And then back to the DVD shop, thinking they've got to be there. Also, to add insult to injury, I had an important call. I was expecting an important call in an hour's time, and my phone was running out of battery. So by this point, I was really close to tears. My armpits were sweaty. I was like, oh, God, what am I going to do? Suddenly, I paused, and I said a prayer, and I just really asked for divine inspiration. I thought, please, God, just help me find my keys. I went back to the park. I thought, I'm just going to go and see if I can find the keys. Maybe they're in the park. Maybe I didn't look properly. So I was foraging around in the grass aimlessly, couldn't find them. And this park warden was walking past and he could see me, damsel in distress. And he asked me, you know, can I help you? And I said, I've lost my house keys. Have you found any house keys? He was like, no. He said, you're going to have to go to the local police station. Maybe someone's dropped them in there. So I was like, oh, okay then. Dusk was settling. Anyway, I turned, and as I turned, I heard this strange jangling sound. 40 yards away, to my amazement, a fluffy baby seagull had my keys in its beak, awkwardly dangling them from its beak. I couldn't believe it. I said, that's my house keys. The park warden and I were laughing. He said, God, it looks like your prayers have been answered, love. But that's not the end of the story. You may think so, but it strangely comes full circle. I was doing work experience earlier this year at a school, and I was helping these kids particularly these 12-year-olds who are quite emotionally and behaviourally challenged children. And this particular day, I was meant to be taking them from the classroom over to the computer labs. I was trying to really assert my authority and gain some respect from these children, who are quite a handful. Anyway, picture the scene. I'm in the playground. As we're going across the playground, I've got 30 hyperactive, really cheeky children. Suddenly, this seagull flies over and does a massive shit on my head. It's just like melting into my hair and down my face and in my eye. These kids, they're looking at me. Their eyes are like saucers. There's this pause, and then there's just total uproar and laughter at my expense. So I guess, you know, every time now I have fear or I have worry or I take myself too seriously, I have the image of my feathered friend in my mind. And I learn to trust in the universe and myself. Thanks.
For more stories or to take part in next month's show, head to sparklondon.com.
Spark London is produced by Joanna Yates.
Audio production by Matt Hill at rethinkdaily.co.uk.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.